This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Emotional intelligence models for conflict resolution. Six proven models that keep your emotions working for you, not against you. In short, emotional intelligence models give you structure when conflict strips away your composure. Without a system, pressure pushes you back to old habits, shutting down, escalating, or saying things that make the situation worse. Each model in this article targets a specific moment in conflict where emotional control breaks down. You will learn what each model is designed for, how to use it step by step, and when to reach for it. The goal is not to suppress your feelings, but to direct them so they serve the conversation instead of derailing it. Definition: emotional intelligence models are structured frameworks that help you identify, understand, and manage your emotional responses during conflict. They give you a repeatable system for staying clear and deliberate when interpersonal tension is highest, turning reactive instinct into considered action. You have probably been in a conversation that started as a disagreement and turned into something uglier than it needed to be, not because either person was a bad communicator, but because neither had a system for what to do when emotions took over. Good intentions are not enough in those moments. Emotional intelligence models exist for exactly this reason. They give you a structure to hold onto when the ground shifts under you. Over six decades of conversations, I have watched people with genuine goodwill destroy trust in a single exchange because they had no framework for their own reactions. This article gives you six practical models, each suited to a different moment in conflict, with clear steps you can apply from the next difficult conversation onward. Why emotional control falls apart without a structure. Most people believe they will stay composed under pressure. They are wrong, and it is not a character flaw. When conflict heats up, your nervous system responds to threat before your rational mind catches up. You say something sharp. You shut down entirely. You hear an accusation where none was intended. This is not weakness. It is biology. Understanding the amygdala hijack and how it silently disrupts thinking in high-pressure moments helps you see why structure matters here. A model does not prevent you from feeling. It gives you something to do with a feeling before it makes your decisions for you. That is the whole point. Six emotional intelligence models that work in real conflict. Each model below is designed for a specific kind of emotional challenge in conflict. Learn all six. You will not use all of them every time, but knowing the full set means you can reach for the right one when the moment demands it. Model 1. The Ruler Model. What it is. Ruler is a five-step framework developed at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence. The name is an acronym. Recognize, understand, label, express, regulate. It builds your emotional vocabulary and gives you a complete cycle for processing what you feel before you respond. What it is designed for. Situations where you are emotionally activated and do not yet know what you are actually feeling. Ruler is especially useful when you sense that something is wrong in a conversation but cannot name it yet. How it works. Number 1. Recognize. Notice that an emotion is present. Your jaw tightens. Your voice flattens. Something shifts. Stop and register it. Number 2. Understand. Ask what caused it. Was it the other person's tone, the content of what they said, or something you brought into the room? Number 3. Label. Name the feeling precisely. Not just upset, but dismissed or embarrassed or frustrated. Precision matters. Vague labels produce vague responses. Number 4. Express. Decide how to communicate it. Not as a weapon, but as information. I want to be honest, I felt dismissed when a conversation moved on before I finished. Number 5. Regulate. Choose a response that serves the outcome you actually want, not the one your reaction is pushing you toward. When to use it. Before and during sustained conflict, especially in team settings where emotions have been building over time. When not to use it. In a fast-moving argument where you need a quick pause tool, Ruler requires more processing time than a crisis moment technique. Example: a manager notices she is getting sharp with a colleague in a project meeting. She pauses, recognizes the tension, realizes she feels unheard, names it to herself, and says, "Can I take a moment? I want to make sure I say this clearly." That sentence alone changes the temperature in the room. Eamon's note: most people skip the label step. They stay stuck in a fog of bad feeling and wonder why their responses come out wrong. Name the thing. It loses power when you name it. The Ruler model connects directly with the role emotional intelligence plays in team dynamics, with a cycle of recognition and regulation, is what separates reactive teams from resilient ones. Model 2, the STOP technique. What it is. STOP is a crisis moment intervention. The acronym stands for STOP, take a breath, observe, proceed. It is simple, fast, and designed for the exact moment when you're about to say something you will regret. What it is designed for. Sudden escalation. A comment lands badly. A tone shifts. Your heart rate spikes. You need 5 seconds to pull yourself back from the edge. How it works. Number 1. Stop. Physically pause whatever you are about to say or do. Do not fill the silence. Number 2. Take a breath. One deliberate breath. This is not relaxation theatre. It sends a genuine signal to your nervous system to ease the emergency response. Number 3. Observe. What is happening in the room? What is happening in your body? What just triggered you? Number 4. Proceed. Re-enter the conversation with intention, not momentum. When to use it. Any moment you feel reactive heat rising suddenly. It takes about 5 seconds and costs nothing. When not to use it. As a substitute for real emotional processing, stop interrupts a reaction. It does not resolve what caused it. Example. A colleague challenges your decision in front of the group with a dismissive tone. You feel your face flush. Instead of firing back, you pause, breathe, notice the flush, and say, "That's worth discussing. Let me think about how to respond to that properly." Eamon's note. The hardest part of the STOP technique is the actual stopping. Most people think they are pausing when they are really just slowing their escalation. A real stop feels uncomfortable. That discomfort is exactly what you need. Model 3. The mood meter. What it is. The mood meter, also developed at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, is a 4-quadrant grid that maps emotional states by energy high to low and pleasantness positive to negative. It gives you precise reading of where you're emotionally before you enter a difficult conversation. What it is designed for. Pre-conflict self-awareness. Knowing whether you're in a high-energy negative state, angry, anxious, or a low-energy negative state, withdrawn. Numb tells you what kind of regulation you need before you speak. How it works. Number 1. Plot yourself. Before the conversation, ask, is my energy high or low? Is what I am feeling pleasant or unpleasant? Number 2. Name the quadrant. High energy, negative feeling the red zone, angry, stressed. Low energy, negative feeling the blue zone, sad, withdrawn. High energy, positive the yellow zone, excited, energized. Low energy, positive the green zone, calm, content. Number 3. Assess readiness. Green and yellow are productive states for difficult conversations. Red and blue are not. Number 4. Regulate before entering. If you're in red or blue, use a regulation strategy movement, a short delay, slow breathing to shift your state before the conversation begins. When to use it. As a preparation tool, use it before a scheduled difficult conversation, not mid-argument. When not to use it. When conflict erupts without warning. You stop in those moments instead. Example. You are about to give a team member difficult feedback. You notice you are in the red zone, still frustrated from a separate issue earlier in the day. You take 10 minutes, go for a short walk, return to yellow, and have a cleaner conversation as a result. Eamon's note. Most conflict mistakes happen because people walk into a conversation in the wrong emotional state and do not know it. The mood meter fixes that. Model 4. Cognitive reappraisal. What it is. Cognitive reappraisal is the practice of consciously changing how you interpret a situation to change its emotional impact on you. It is not denial. It is finding a more accurate or useful meaning in what is happening. What it is designed for. Reducing the intensity of reactive emotions before they produce reactive behavior. Useful when your first interpretation of a person's words or actions is the most threatening one possible. How it works. Number 1. Identify your current interpretation. What story are you telling yourself about what just happened? She interrupted me because she doesn't respect my contribution. Number 2. Challenge its certainty. Is this interpretation the only plausible one? What else could be true? Number 3. Generate alternative meanings. She interrupted because she's anxious about the deadline and didn't realize she'd cut me off. Number 4. Choose the interpretation that gives you the most constructive path forward. Not the most comforting one, the most useful one. Number 5. Re-enter the conversation from that reframing. When to use it. When your emotional reaction to someone's behavior is blocking your ability to respond clearly. When not to use it. When the reappraisal tips into self-deception. If someone genuinely disrespected you, pretending otherwise does not serve you. Example, a team member's blunt email reads as hostile. Before responding defensively, you pause and consider. He tends to write that way when he's under pressure. This is probably not personal. You respond with a direct question instead of a rebuttal, and the conversation stays productive. Eamon's note, the goal of reappraisal is not to make yourself feel better. It is to find a true story that lets you act better. Empathy bridges in team communication rely heavily on this kind of reappraisal. You cannot build a bridge towards someone you have already decided is your adversary. Model 5. The RAIN method. What it is. RAIN stands for Recognize, Allow, Investigate, Nurture. It comes from mindfulness-based emotional practice and is designed to help you process difficult emotions fully rather than suppressing them or being swept away by them. What it is designed for. Moments of intense emotional pain in conflict, betrayal, humiliation, deep frustration. RAIN helps you stay present with the feeling without letting it control your response. How it works. Number 1. Recognize. Name what is happening. There is anger here. There is hurt. Number 2. Allow. Let the feeling exist without immediately trying to fix or dismiss it. Resistance amplifies emotion. Acknowledgement softens it. Number 3. Investigate. Where do you feel it in your body? What is the feeling asking for? What does it believe about the situation? Number 4. Nurture. Offer yourself the same steadiness you would offer a trusted colleague in the same situation. This is not self-pity. It is the grounding that allows a considered response. When to use it. After a particularly breezy exchange, or when you notice you are carrying unprocessed emotion from a previous conflict into a new one. When not to use it. In the middle of an active argument. RAIN is reflective, not reactive. Use it before or after the conflict, not during it. Example. After a painful performance review that felt unfair, a team leader uses RAIN to process her reaction before speaking to her manager again. She recognizes the humiliation, lets it be there without acting on it, investigates what specifically hurt most, and nurtures herself enough to approach the follow-up conversation with clarity. The result is a direct, calm exchange that actually changes something. Eamon's note. People underestimate how much unprocessed emotion from past conflicts bleeds into present ones. RAIN is what you use when you want to walk into the next conversation clean. Model 6. The AQI 2.0 Composite Framework. What it is. The AQI 2.0 is a widely used emotional intelligence assessment framework that identifies 5 composite areas. Self-perception, self-expression, interpersonal, decision-making, and stress management. As a practical model for conflict, it works as a diagnostic. It tells you which area of emotional intelligence is most likely failing you in a given conflict pattern. What it is designed for. Understanding your chronic conflict patterns, not just single incidents. If you keep falling apart at the same point in every disagreement, the AQI 2.0 framework helps you pinpoint why. How it works. Number 1. Self-perception. Are you accurately aware of your emotional triggers, strengths, and limits going into this conflict? Number 2. Self-expression. Are you expressing your emotions clearly and appropriately, or are you either suppressing or flooding? Number 3. Interpersonal. Are you genuinely considering the other person's perspective and emotional state? Number 4. Decision-making. Are your choices in this conflict driven by reason, by impulse, or by fear? Number 5. Stress management. Can you stay flexible and optimistic under the pressure this conflict is creating? Apply these 5 lenses to a conflict you keep repeating. Identify which composite is consistently weakest. That is where your development work is. When to use it. As a reflective tool after repeated conflict patterns, or as preparation for high-stakes relationship repair. When not to use it. In the moment. This is a map for understanding territory you keep crossing badly, not a real-time navigation tool. Example. A senior manager notices that every time a project faces delays, he ends up in the same destructive argument with his technical lead. Using the AQI 2.0 framework, he identifies that his stress management composite collapses under deadline pressure, driving impulsive self-expression. He builds a specific practice around that composite. The pattern changes over 2 months. Eamon's note. This framework is most honest where it shows you something you were not quite ready to see. That discomfort is the start of real change. Psychological safety in teams depends on everyone developing this kind of self-awareness. When people know their own patterns, they stop projecting them onto everyone else. choosing the right model for the moment. The six models above are not interchangeable. Here's a quick guide for matching model to moment. Situation, best model. You do not know what you are feeling, ruler. You are about to say something, reactive stop. You need to prepare before a hard conversation, mood meter. Your interpretation of someone's behavior is extreme cognitive reappraisal. You're carrying hurt from a previous exchange reign. You keep repeating the same conflict pattern, AQI 2.0 composite. For most day-to-day workplace conflict, stop and cognitive reappraisal are your workhorses. They are fast, flexible, and low effort once practiced. Ruler, is your depth work valuable for sustained team tension and the kind of conflict that has been building for weeks? The mood meter is best treated as a daily habit rather than a crisis tool. If you're working on de-escalating team conflict without destroying the working relationship, combining stop with cognitive reappraisal gives you the fastest path from escalation to productive dialogue. Where people go wrong with these models. Even good frameworks fail when used badly. Here are the three most common ways people undermine their own emotional intelligence practice. The mistake. Using a model as a performance rather than a practice. Why it happens. People learn a technique and deploy it consciously in front of others, which makes it feel like an act. What to do instead? Practice these models alone first. Use the mood meter privately every morning for 2 weeks before relying on it in conflict. The mistake. Choosing the wrong model for the moment. Why it happens. We default to whatever we learned most recently rather than reading the situation clearly. What to do instead? Memorize the decision table above. When in doubt, default to stop. It is the safest starting point in any escalating moment. The mistake. Skipping the physical signals. Why it happens. We think of emotional intelligence as a mental practice and ignore the body entirely. What to do instead? Every model here begins with noticing something physical, a flush, a tightness, a drop in energy. Train yourself to read those signals before you read the room. How psychological safety enables honest communication depends on people trusting that expressing emotion will not be used against them. Your emotional intelligence practice contributes directly to that trust. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building Real Fluency. A practical 4-week start. You will not master 6 models at once. Here is a realistic way to build fluency over a month. Week 1. Use stop exclusively. Every time you feel a reactive pull in any conversation, use just that one technique. Do not worry about the others yet. Week 2. Add the mood meter. Plot yourself on it each morning and before any difficult conversation. Notice what state you are carrying into interactions. Week 3. Introduce cognitive reappraisal. When a conversation irritates or upsets you, take 5 minutes afterward to identify your first interpretation and generate one alternative. Write it down. Week 4. Choose one of the remaining 3 models based on your specific pattern. If you carry emotional residue between conversations, use RAIN. If you cannot name your feelings clearly, work with ruler. If you keep repeating the same conflict, start mapping with the AQI 2.0 framework. The goal is not to have all 6 models running simultaneously. The goal is to have the right one ready when you need it most. A genuine apology to a team member is only possible after you've processed your own emotion clearly enough to mean what you say. These models make that possible. Frequently asked questions. What are emotional intelligence models for conflict resolution? Emotional intelligence models for conflict resolution are structured frameworks that help you recognize, manage, and direct your emotions during disagreement. Each model gives you a practical method for staying in control when pressure rises, so you respond with clarity rather than reacting from anger or fear. How do emotional intelligence models help during conflict? Emotional intelligence models give you a system to follow when your feelings would otherwise take over. They slow your reaction time, help you name what you're experiencing, and guide you toward responses that keep the conversation productive rather than destructive. Which emotional intelligence model works best for workplace conflict? No single emotional intelligence model fits every situation. The ruler model works well for sustained team tension. The stop technique suits moments of sudden escalation. The mood meter is effective for individual self-awareness before a difficult conversation begins. Can you learn emotional control during conflict as a skill? Yes. Emotional control in conflict is a practice, not a personality trait. Most people develop it by choosing one model, applying it consistently in low-stakes situations, and gradually extending it to high-pressure moments. Fluency builds slowly and through repetition. What is the amygdala hijack, and how does it affect conflict resolution? The amygdala hijack occurs when the emotional brain overrides rational thinking in response to a perceived threat. In conflict, it causes reactive outbursts, defensive shutdowns, or impulsive words you later regret. Emotional intelligence models work by creating a pause before the hijack takes full control. How long does it take to build emotional intelligence for conflict? Most people notice meaningful improvement within 4 to 8 weeks of consistent practice with one model. Real fluency, where the model becomes instinctive under pressure, takes several months. Starting with low-stakes conflicts and building upward is the most reliable path. Here is what I know after 60 years of watching people navigate hard conversations. The ones who handle conflict well are not the ones without strong emotions. They are the ones who built a system for those emotions long before they needed it. Emotional intelligence models are that system. Start with one. Apply it until it is instinctive. Then reach for the next. The work is unglamorous and mostly invisible, but it is the only thing that creates lasting change in how you handle the moments that matter most. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.